beaten for us. Also, there's stripes in this. And it's by his stripes that we were healed. This bread has been pierced. His body was pierced for us. And it slightly burned. And the full wrath of God's fiery judgment was laid on Jesus when he was on that cross. That judgment that was meant for us, he took it all. This is for our healing and wholeness. When we run into trouble, this should be the first place we run to. Run to him. This is his medicine. This is how we get our healing. We thank you for this in Jesus' name. You'll notice Jesus said, in this world there will be tribulation, but be of good cheer, I've overcome the world. When trouble comes, he didn't say if trouble comes, he said when trouble comes, there will be attacks. Don't claim them as your own. Sickness may hit your body or some terrible thing hits your body. Don't claim it as your own. He can admit there's been an attack, but you run to God and you throw yourself on the mercy of Jesus and you watch him do great things in your life. Jesus shed his blood for you. Not only did it remit your sins, but his blood protects you. If you don't know what else to say, plead the blood of Jesus. Amen. His blood seals in the New Testament promises for us. And it's by his shed blood that we've been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. We thank you for this. No matter how serious the attack may seem, fear not. Fear not. Run to Jesus and put your faith and trust in him. Okay. Open up your Bibles to James chapter 1. And one of the things that we're going to talk about today, actually we'll go to Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, I'm sorry. One of the things we're going to talk about today is meditation. And meditation is something that God has put a very high priority on. And it's for our well-being. I'll show you where in the Bible it's for our well-being to meditate on his word. But Matthew chapter 4, verse 4, we'll get there. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4 says, "But he answered and said, it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." So Jesus was fighting off an attack. He was fighting off an attack. And what did he do? He spoke the word back at his attacker. He said, "It is written." You know, Jesus had to have the word in him. Why would we think we should be any different? We're going to have to get some word in us, meditate on it, so we have an answer to the attacks. Now go to James chapter 1. James chapter 1, verse 22. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the word, this man shall be blessed in his deed. The thing about meditation on the word, it's not about memorization, but it's about having an answer to the challenge that you're facing, and then jumping out of the boat and actually putting footsteps to what you believe. You know, you've been set free. You've been set free. You've been looking into the perfect law of liberty. Now you're not going to let yourself come back into bondage to anything again. Amen. Look at Joshua. We're going to get to the base of this thing now. Joshua chapter 1. He could admit that Joshua, he did some pretty cool things. And, you know, this is, you know, he came back with a good report. And he said, we can go in there and we can take the land. And the other 10 spies talked him out of it. So Joshua had to go wander around out in the desert with Caleb and the rest of them until all of that generation died out in the desert, out in the wilderness. And then God got them back to the border of the promised land. Had a great leader, Moses. But Moses died. And he had millions of followers. And it was not the easiest crew to take care of. And all of a sudden he comes up to Joshua. It's in verse 1 he said, well, after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, it came to pass that the Lord spoke unto Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' minister, saying, Moses, my servant, is dead. Now therefore arise, go over this Jordan, thou and all this people unto the land which I do give to them, even to the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, and have I given unto you, as I said unto Moses, from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even unto the great river, the river Euphrates, and all the land of the Hittites, and under the great sea toward the going down of the sun, shall be your coast. There shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, so I will be with you. I will not fail thee, nor forsake thee. Be strong and of good courage, for out of this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance the land which I swear unto thy fathers to give them. Only be thou strong and very courageous, that thou mayest observe to do according to all the law which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whithersoever thou goest. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success. Have not I commanded thee, be strong and of a good courage, be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with thee whithersoever thou goest. So here's Joshua. All of a sudden God put him into a whole new ministry. You gotta believe that must have been a shocker. I mean, you could see, I could see Joshua saying, man, why not Caleb? Pick him. These guys are crazy. I don't want to pastor this congregation. I've seen how these guys have performed in the past. Look, there was a serious concern for Joshua, but God said, You meditate on my word day and night. This is the secret of obedience, which in turn is the secret of success. Look at Psalm chapter 1. Psalm chapter 1, verse 2. Well, actually, we'll just start with the first one. Blessed is the man. Look, how do you like the way that starts? Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. His delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law does he meditate day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff of the sea which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. This reveals seven acts of a righteous man with the word. This is a good psalm to look over. But there are seven things that a righteous man will do. And by the way, when you get born again, you become the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You are a righteous man. There's a lot of confusion in the church about this. Righteousness is not right doing. It is right being. It's who you are. You've been made that way. It's just the way it is. Sometimes people get to thinking, well, it's good behavior. It's not good behavior. Because then that would be by the law. Remember, by the works of the law shall no man be justified in the sight of God. That doesn't give a person license to be an idiot, though. No, but look, I want to show you something. Look at verse 2. The first thing this righteous man does, he delights in the word of God. His delight is in the law of the Lord. You know, you should get excited. At least there's some point in time where you should get excited about the word. There should be a special time set aside that's just between you and God, and you can get some word in you. You know, you can get, there's a multitude of ways to get the word, you know, and it's fun to pull up a CD or whatever it is. You know, I get on Joseph Prince. I got on his email list. He sends me these daily grace inspirations. And now he's even got it. Now you can just go down and scroll down below that and push a button and you can get a 30-minute sermon. So you can hear the word. Which is really cool. It doesn't take very long. But it's really fun. And you know, I get some comfort out of that. Some peace. His delight is in the word. The second thing, you see it in verse 2. In his law does he meditate day and night. See, remember God told Joshua to meditate on this day and night. Don't let this book of the law depart from your eyes. Now us, we know in Romans chapter 10, verse 17, it says that faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. That's what that says. But if you look up that word God there, it's actually Christos. See, you can look at the law 24/7, and it's not going to build faith in you. It'll build condemnation and fear in you. But if you look at the words of Jesus, that will build faith in you. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christos, the words of Jesus, the epistles, the New Testament. You get in there, the Holy Spirit inspired scriptures in the New Testament. That's what's going to build faith in your heart. Remember the guys on the road to Emmaus, they were walking along and they were really down. And they felt bad, and all of a sudden Jesus showed up and he had himself concealed. Now, he didn't reveal himself to them. And he said, "Why are you guys down?" And they said, "Man, they killed our Lord and Savior." And Jesus talked to them for a little bit. And his words were getting into their hearts. And then they all of a sudden had a revelation of who he was, and he was gone. And they said, "Didn't our hearts burn within us when this man spoke with us?" That was the words of Christ getting into their hearts and building faith. It's the words of Jesus that build faith in your heart. The third thing, look at verse 1. "Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scoundrel." This man consecrates to obey that word. He's not going to walk, according to the world. When something happens, he's going to run to God. You know, the world has this idea that if something happens to them physically, they run to the doctor. They go find some mad scientist and ask them what to do. You know, now they're telling you to wear 2 masks. They told you to get vaccinated and this would all go away. Now the people that got vaccinated are getting COVID. Now they're telling you to wear 2 masks. We're going to have to take a shower standing on our head? What's it going to take? Run to God. He is the answer. Jesus is the answer. Run to Him. Fear not. No matter how bad the attack is, fear not. Don't focus on the symptoms. Focus on Jesus. He is the answer. Consecrate. You're going to agree with God. You're going to follow His word. You're going to obey His word. And do that. Go back to James chapter 1. 22. "Be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goes his way, straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. If any man among you seem to be religious and bridleth not his tongue, but deceiveth his own heart, this man's religion is vain. Pure religion, undefiled before God and the Father, is this: to visit the fatherless and widows in their affliction, and to keep himself unspotted from the world." He makes it his rule of life and conduct. The word says that the word is a light under our feet. It's a lamp under our feet. You know, we get direction from this. We get guidance from this. It causes the dark things to be made light. Look at 2 Timothy chapter 3. The fifth thing that meditating on the Word does is it'll make it your standard of faith. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 16. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. The Greek word here for perfect is artios. It means completely, exactly fitted as a joint. That means you've been fitted into the body of Christ. You're part of the body of Christ. Amen. It's important for the church to understand this. And if a man's born again, he is part of the body of Christ. The spirit of division has gotten into the church and caused so many factions in this thing that we have 7,000 different denominations. None of them agree on anything. They focus on the differences instead of the similarities. When you understand that you've been fitted perfectly into the body of Christ, and that you do have a vital role to play in the body of Christ, you have a job. You'll take that seriously. The sixth thing this man does is he reads it to get knowledge and wisdom. Look at Mark chapter, or Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. The Bible tells us that Jesus has been made unto us wisdom, righteousness, and sanctification. Matthew chapter 24, verse 15 says, when you therefore shall see the abomination. Am I in the right place? Yeah. When you therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place, whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judea flee in the mountains. He's looking for understanding. You get knowledge. He reads it to get knowledge and wisdom. So whoso readeth, let him understand. It's important to stop. You know, one thing, it's important to read the Bible and just read it through like a novel, but also it's important to just stop and look at something that you don't understand. Stop and look at it and find out what it is that you're not quite getting. You may have to get a concordance and look up some words and find out what some of these words mean. One that had me confused for a long time was the word was light and the darkness could not comprehend it. I thought for the longest time that was just the darkness could not understand the light. That's not it. The darkness could not overtake the light. When I looked that word up, I found out the darkness could not overtake the light. Once we start looking at these words and finding out what they mean, the Bible starts making a lot more sense. Amen? Look at Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3, verse 4. Whereby, when you read, you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Remember, we're looking for understanding. We're looking for knowledge. Paul was sitting there saying, let him understand. When you may understand my knowledge in the mystery of Christ. We may have to look at it. I had to look at it for a little while to get understanding. Now look at Revelation chapter 1, verse 3. Blessed is he that readeth, and they that hear the words of this prophecy, and keep those things which are written therein, for the time is at hand. You'll be blessed by meditating on the word. You'll be blessed by looking into the word. The word is life. The word is light. You take that into you, you'll be blessed. When you run into something, this is a stumbling block, and this is how people become hard-hearted. Whole denominations have become hard-hearted over some of this stuff. They run into something that they don't understand and say, that is not for us. Don't get caught in that circle. If you run into something that you don't understand, ask the Holy Spirit to show you. Ask Him to bring revelation of that into your heart. I don't understand how to walk on water, but I've seen in the Bible where Jesus did it. I haven't come up with enough nerve to jump out of a boat, try to walk across the lake. I'm not a very good swimmer. But I know that Jesus walked on water. It's possible for us to do it. I don't understand how he did it. I don't understand how we get translated. I don't understand how we get raptured. But I believe it. We believe in the rapture. You gonna grab you by the hair? Well, that leaves some of the bald-headed ones out. You gotta grab you by a toenail. I don't know. We're just going to get pulled out of here. It's going to be an amazing day. The important thing to know is that it happens. Amen? The seventh thing this guy does is he feeds on it to grow spiritually. Look up 1 Peter chapter 1. The same way our bodies need to be fed, we need to feed our spirits. You know, see, for our bodies to grow physically, we need to feed them. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 1. That wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envy and all evil speakings, as newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby. So he's giving us the directions, how to grow. That's how we grow, by getting the sincere milk of the word in us. That's how we go spiritually. And so be that you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. Once we get born again, that's not it. There's got to be something more. We got to go spiritually, and this is how we do it. Romans chapter 10, verse 17 tells us that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. The Bible tells us that the just, which is you. You are the just. The just shall live by faith. So that's what we got to do. We got to look into that word and grow spiritually. Meditate on that day and night. Find a scripture that you can get memorized, that you can get in your heart, so you can have something to say during the day. When you get into a challenge, when there's a challenge in front of you, before you, then that's a problem. Then you go back to the word and you find an answer to that problem. If it's sickness, you go find in there where it's by his stripes you were healed. Find a healing scripture. Go back there and find that. Get that thing memorized so that you can go around meditating on that word. By his stripes I was healed. Amen. If you're broke, then get a scripture that says that my God shall supply all my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. But you got to have something to say to your problems. Amen? Well, thank you, Father, for your word. We praise you in the name of Jesus for everything that Jesus has done for us in his death, burial, and resurrection. We thank you for everything that he is doing for us right now. As our high priest at the right hand of God, as he ever lives to make intercession for us. And we thank you, Father, that he will come get us and he will complete our redemption. We praise you for everything you do for us on a day-to-day basis. We praise you for your healing that you have bestowed upon us. We thank you for it in every way. We thank you for your protection, your deliverance, and all things. We praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.